bringing a natural philosophical notion into modern art. It's Art Talk on KCRW. It is not uncommon for artists to turn to the sun or to the moon for inspiration, but one exhibit in Santa Monica right now is focused on what happens when a sky shifts between the two. Sharon Ellis is known for her transcendental influences. Think Emerson or Thoreau and lots of landscapes. And her current exhibit is on display at the Christopher Grimes Gallery. KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohioska-Philp is here with this week's Art Talk to tell us more. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
I think of transcendentalism as, man and woman and nature and coexisting and being collaborative. Talk about Ellis's work and what makes it so unique.
Well, those ideas of divinity, sublimity, the mystique of the natural world. You don't see them so much in this day and age where people are really focused on their iPad or their laptop or whatever. But Ellis has been doing this for many decades where she finds a kind of vibrational force in the natural world. They aren't paintings that look entirely realistic, but they capture that essence.
Does she exhibit her work very often?
No, she does not exhibit often, and because it takes her sometimes a year to finish a painting, sometimes months. These are carefully made with alkyd on paper, most of them, and this is a kind of acrylic paint that dries slowly and can be applied in layers, so it has a deep, lustrous finish, so that if you're looking at the sky, for instance, and you see that the sky has different layers and layers and layers of blue, that's what comes through in her paintings.
But you said on paper, not on canvas, so that's thick paint on paper.
Yes, which is beneficial to this particular kind of work because she's able to do it a little bit more quickly than if she works on canvas, and they're not very big, but they just pull you in. And her compositions are not highly realistic. As I said, they're more symbolic, and she lives out in Yucca Valley where, you know, obviously the radiance of the morning light or the coolness of the evening light has a very special quality. And there, for example, some of the compositions are almost symmetrical in the way they're laid out. So you know you're not looking exactly at a photographic representation. You're really looking at like sort of naked black branches or ornate blue clouds. But they all do the same thing, which is they capture that mystery of light.
This obviously is one of the swan songs for the gallery as well. It's closing.
Well, and this is her ninth show at Christopher Grimes Gallery, and Christopher Grimes has been around for decades, and he's closing his space, but he's not going away forever. He's going to continue to do projects, architectural projects and installations with some of his artists. But it's nothing against what he's doing. It's just that I've noticed that Mark Fox Gallery has closed, Acme Gallery closed. A number of the galleries that were showing what I would call mid-career artists, galleries that have been around for a long time, are deciding to operate independently, have project spaces, viewing rooms. And in part, this is disturbing because they're finding that not that many people go to galleries anymore. They'll look at the art online. They'll go to an art fair. Maybe they'll go to an opening. But a lot of what's happening in galleries is what's happening to retail, where brick and mortar seems an expensive thing to be maintaining. But the difference is it reduces the art community. The sense that you're talking about the creative juice of a period, of living artists, the art of today, being able to talk to the dealer or talk to the artist or talk to friends of the artist by actually being in the space and, most importantly, looking at the work as it is and not as it's represented online. And as these galleries dwindle, I'm really concerned that that will be a future we're looking at, and it's not a pretty one.
Well, you can see some nice pretty pieces of work, too, coming up at Christopher Grimes Gallery, at least through October 27th, toward the end of the month. Hunter Drohioska-Philp, more on your blog, by the way, kcrw.com/arttalk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.